The AccuWeather forecast, mainly sunny with a high today near 30. Racine Unified still only confirming that at Starbuck Middle School yesterday, some students may have ingested some type of medication brought in from a student's home, but the director of communications for the district, Stacy Tapp, beyond that, saying that she can't release anything because of student privacy rules. She notes there is an ongoing investigation from which appropriate action will be taken. Racine police felt it enough to warrant the arrest of a 14-year-old boy for allegedly passing out the prescription medication. Five students to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency for medical care. They were all later released. The latest Marquette University Law School poll showing strong support for requiring background checks on gun sales done privately and at gun shows. 85% of registered voters in favor of it. Polling director Charles Franklin says the numbers change very little when it comes to gun ownership.
So in gun households, 84% support background checks for private sales and gun shows. Among the non-gun households, it's 89%.
Says there's also strong opposition to a bill that would allow concealed carry permit holders to have weapons on school grounds, 65% of the respondents against it. Former French Justice Minister Christian Taubira going to be receiving an honorary doctorate tomorrow at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She will also address a capacity crowd of 150. It's a special ceremony in the Goldemeyer Library. Taubira resigned on Wednesday of this week from her position as the Minister of Justice with the French Republic in protest of a proposed anti-terrorism law. Racine County's Workforce Development Center on Taylor Avenue is evolving and being changed into a facility geared at better meeting the needs of today's business world, also providing a better connection of people to skilled positions. Human Services Director Hope Otto telling County Board Supervisors this week changes were needed to build on the Higher Expectations Initiative.
We were established to meet a variety of the needs in our one location, but the reality is that there were a number of organizations that were not aligned doing similar work. And the results were that it wasn't a cohesive effort of collective impact. And we need to look at ways that we could work better with our partners to achieve the ultimate goal of having a career-ready and job-ready workforce. And so the key question is, how do we evolve? How do we meet our needs in order to better service our customers?
Classified as an innovative project is development of what Otto said are unique user IDs for customers in their job search, which also helps with tracking data. It's called Speed Mentoring, giving participants a chance to spend maybe 5 quality minutes with 10 female leaders in Wisconsin government. Megan Pertell, president of Wisconsin Women in Government, says the mentors stay in their chairs, the others move around, a process started to help encourage women to move into positions of leadership and help them overcome some of the obstacles to a career in public service. Pertell says women have a lot to contribute to government and to public service, regardless of their political leaning.
We're a very bipartisan and in some cases nonpartisan group. We try and keep our board very balanced between Republican and Democrat. And as you know, right now, it's not always the easiest thing to do with how politics are going.
Since its founding, Wisconsin Women in Government has raised more than $1 million, providing scholarships and professional development programs, which have benefited more than 460 women at all levels of government service. Effective next Monday, you can cast an early vote in the February 16th primary election at municipal clerk's offices during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. Photo identification, though, will be required to receive a ballot when you show up. There's more information about the Supreme Court-approved law online at bringitwisconsin.gov. Otherwise, your local clerk or the county clerk's office can offer assistance. Decisions made on the primary ballot will finalize candidates for the April 5th election. At that point, there's a statewide race for Supreme Court, plus many local decisions, positions like school board, council, county board, other municipal governing bodies, even circuit court judge. April 5th, by the way, is also Wisconsin's presidential primary. Then later on in the year, August 9th, the primary for the fall election. That election date, of course, is November the 8th, and that includes decisions about Congress and U.S. Senate, oh, and yeah, the presidency. The Obama administration expanding a data collection program. Michael Toscano reports the goal, looking for abuses of equal pay laws.
In 2014, President Obama directed the Labor Department to collect data from federal contractors about what they pay employees sorted by gender, race, and ethnicity. The new order covers all businesses with 100 or more employees, regardless of whether they contract with the government. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission will collect the data, which will help identify companies to be investigated for failing to pay workers fairly. The administration estimates the new requirements will cost less than $400 per employer for the first year and a few hundred dollars per year after that. Michael Toscano, Washington.
A Milwaukee man charged in Whitefish Bay with mowing down 36 parking meters to collect the coin so he could feed his drug habit. One business owner telling police a couple of meters in front of his business got destroyed. Then the next day, police got a report about a man driving a small truck, knocking over meters near a bike shop. An officer got there, blocked in the vehicle with his squad. The operator of the vehicle, a small truck, tried to move and flipped it over onto its side. Then the man allegedly got out, tried to run away on foot, but the officer was able to arrest him. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave announcing his next monthly listening session is going to be on February 24th. That'll be in the Village of Union Grove, which is a change from a previously announced date. Delagrave will be available to meet with county residents in the upstairs boardroom of the Village Hall from 4 until 6 p.m. that day. No appointments are necessary, though. He plans to hold these listening sessions in a different municipality every month. 16-year-old Milwaukee resident Zaitarius Taylor is charged in Racine County Circuit Court with felony operating a motor vehicle minus owner consent, attempting to flee law enforcement, and obstructing, all from a December 20th vehicle chase that reached 130 miles per hour at one point. Criminal complaints is Taylor, driving a stolen car from Illinois on northbound I-94, was pursued by a sheriff's deputy for speeding. That was around Highway C. State Patrol and added deputies got involved in the chase, Taylor finally slowing, then stopping the car near Highway G. He was arrested at gunpoint, remains jailed pending his preliminary hearing next Thursday. If convicted, he faces the maximum penalty of 3 years in prison. A Zion, Illinois man, Marcus Buford, arrested for allegedly striking a Kenosha woman with her vehicle, later leading police on a chase that lasted almost 4 miles. The woman was not seriously hurt. The main charges against him, second-degree reckless endangerment of safety and operating a vehicle without owner consent, but also toss in disorderly conduct, knowingly fleeing an officer, resisting, driving on a suspended license, battery, plus an unrelated warrant. And Milwaukee County Circuit Court Chief Judge Maxine White says the treatment of juveniles and the Copper Lake School for Girls, both in northern Wisconsin, has been, in her word, inhumane. Her comments during a meeting with county officials on providing judges with alternatives in sentencing young offenders. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins the newly formed Senate Competitiveness Caucus. It's a bipartisan group committed to working together to take the steps to cement America's role as a global economic leader. Snap-on Incorporated Chief Executive Nick Pinchuk attending the caucus event, trying to highlight the company's partnership with Gateway Technical College when it comes to job training and workforce readiness issues. Police in Marshfield recover $90,000 worth of Parmesan cheese that was stolen from a distributor earlier this month. Lieutenant Darren Larson says a little tip led investigators to a warehouse in Grand Chute.
We contacted Grand Chute authorities, who assisted us in following up on that lead, and we were notified by Grand Chute Police Department that they had, in fact, located the entire shipment intact.
The cheese had been moved from a stolen semi-trailer into that facility. Nobody in custody at this point. Larson indicating, though, they are looking at some suspects. Wisconsin's Department of Transportation recognizing contractors for the many highway and bridge projects they completed last year. Top winners including the concrete paving along Highway 100 in Oak Creek, other awards recognizing work along the Zoo Interchange in Milwaukee, I-41 in Brown County, and Verona Road in Madison. Traveling beer gardens to again be in Milwaukee County parks this summer. A change this year, however, will put one truck at each location for a month, while the other truck will be at a new park every 2 weeks. The trucks start things off on May the 18th in Juneau Park and the Root River Parkway near Whitnall Park. And you've got Summerfest, Irish Fest, German Fest, Polish Fest, now the very first Viola Fest. The UW Parkside Music Department celebrating Viola Fest 2016 tomorrow from 9:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. The viola, by the way, slightly larger than a violin, with a lower, deeper sound and a slightly higher than the cello. Professor Alvaro Garcia chairs the Parkside Music Department. He plays the viola. Says viola players attract women like rock guitarists and drummers.
Not because they are good players. I would like to say that when I was a little kid and my mom said, Alvaro, would you like to study music? And I said, can I play rock and roll? And she said, of course you can. You can imagine. I never had a chance to play one single note of rock and roll.
Viola Fest 2016 to be in the Rita Talent Pickin Regional Center for the Arts and Humanities in the music wing, of course. Information available online at uwp.edu. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.